Let's begin by taking a listen to James and Debbie as they get ready to play James and Debbie Tobin.
Riding up I-79, facing backwards so I can't see the sign. Short step in the third row, I got a big chrome bumper and a big window. These are the things that I remember. Summertime lasted forever. I can't wait to get to the lake. Fish will jump and the sun will be. Dead skunk in the middle of the road, coming through on the AM radio. These are the things that I remember. Summertime lasted forever. These are the things that I remember. Summertime lasted forever. Big dog chugging along. That 440 didn't want to slow down. Sticking to those blue vinyl seats. I wish we had an 8-track, now that would be sweet. These are the things that I remember. Summertime lasted forever. 4th of July in the park. Can't wait for fireworks, can't wait for it to get dark. These are the things that I remember. Summertime lasted forever.
Wow, that's a great song to start a set with. James Tobin playing, and he's got a new album. Debbie Tobin is here with him. How long have you guys been married? Oh, that's a test. That's a test. You immediately pointed to Debbie. Like, that's a good thing to do. Debbie?
17 years.
17. We can have you play like the newlywed game and hold up signs. well, you sound great. And that's a song you'll find on what's a brand new CD. It's called 12 Strings and the Truth. How do you have that guitar tuned? Is it a traditional 12-string tuning? Or actually, I think, I'm not even sure what that is, if there is a traditional 12-string tuning.
Well, the 12-string, it's kind of a crazy animal. It doesn't always stay in tune. But, yeah, it's tuned like a regular guitar. Sometimes I'll go into drop D, which is just lowering the big E string. But, yeah, it's standard tuning. It's just you have two of each.
Two of each.
Twice as many to break, so I can keep playing if I do lose a string.
It sounded really good, which is why I was asking. And it's kind of neat. I'm not sure if I can recall a 12-string paired with a mandolin as solely being the two instruments. So you each have... redundant strings, so not redundant,
exactly.
But you know what I mean. So it's kind of a neat sound to hear. So I'd like to get to know both of you a little bit. We'll start with you, James. Where are you from originally, and how did you come to play music?
Well, I'm from South Hills, Dormont originally, and there was a lot of musicians in my family growing up. You know, I'd hear the uncles and everybody getting together and singing and playing, and you know, it kind of got me into it.
And when did you take guitar lessons, or how did a guitar get to be in your hands?
I'm left-handed, so for years I would play it right-handed backwards.
Gosh, I didn't even notice that. It's funny. I'm so fascinated by the sound of the 12-string. So you would play backwards.
Yeah. So then finally I gave up and pointed the guitar the right way, for me anyway, and the strings the right way. And it was a book. It was called Country Guitar for the Musically Hopeless. I bought it for a quarter at South Hills Village Mall when I think I was right out of high school or something like that. And it had a bunch of little songs in it, and that really got me going on the guitar.
That's great. Did you leave Pittsburgh at all, or did you stay in the area?
Yeah, I'm still in the area. When Deb and I got married, I moved out to Beaver County.
Okay, that's where you are now?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Ambridge.
Ambridge. I know the area very well. It's a nice nice place. So let's learn more about you, Debbie. Are you from Beaver originally, or where
yes,
are you from?
Yes, I grew up in Ambridge, and that's where we live now. We have a studio there, Tobin Studios, where we teach art and guitar. But been there my whole life. I work at Carnegie Mellon University during the day.
What do you do there?
I work for the Robotics Institute.
Ah, okay.
And I'm their art director.
I know. Oh, I wonder if you... Oh, I can't think of her name. Did you replace somebody?
Mary Jo Dowling.
Yep. I know Mary Jo.
You know Mary Jo and Kevin?
Yes, I do. Do you ever see them?
They come back every once in a while and visit, yes.
Well,
they're back in Pittsburgh now.
Mary Jo and Kevin mm-hmm. lived in the apartment next door to me when I was a student at Carnegie Mellon.
What a small world.
Yeah, it really is. MJ, we used to call Mary Jo. Uh-huh. I don't know if they still, she had a different last name back then. But she met Kevin in college. I want to talk more about you two, but why don't we take a listen to another song? What would you like to play next?
And we'll do one called Matchstick Mountain.
Once again, we have James and Debbie Tobin.
Big machines roll into town, tearing Matchstick Mountain down, taking fire from the hill. First with mines, now with drill. My father's father worked this land, without machines, just with his hands. Wonder if he'd understand the fire drilling matchstick man. There's miners buried in the ground. At night you can hear the sound of another generation digging down to feed their son. Not everything goes to a plan. What is gone comes back again. When there's fire in the sky, the old timers don't ask why. My father's father worked this land, without machines, just with his hands. Wonder if he'd understand fire drilling matchstick man. His miners buried in the ground. At night you can hear the sound of another generation digging down to feed their son. Father worked this land, without machines, just with his hand. Wonder if he'd understand the fire drilling matchstick man. There's miners buried in the ground. At night you can hear the sound of another generation digging down to feed their son. When the fire is all gone,
matchstick men will move along. And the train will take them home. And they won't be back no more. My father's father worked this land without machines, just with his hands. I wonder if he'd understand the fire drilling matchstick man. This mine is buried in the ground. At night you can hear the sound of another generation digging down to feed their son.
James and Debbie Tobin here at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's T-O-B-I-N. By the way, if you were wondering about that, and it's jamestobinmusic.com is how you can find more information about Tobin Studios. And about the music, the studio is in Ambridge. So how did you two meet? We were talking about Kevin and MJ a little bit ago. How did you two find yourselves?
We met through mutual friends.
That's
and eventually I sat close enough to her to talk to her.
Ah, okay. It took a while,
to
do that. Well, it's got to be fun playing together. How did you come by the mandolin, Debbie?
Well, I started out playing guitar and piano, and then took up an interest in fiddle, and that just led to another eight-string instrument. I went with the mandolin then, and I just think it complements the octaves that he's playing.
Definitely. You two play really well together. Did you learn on your own from a book, or did you take lessons?
I self-taught.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I always, maybe it's not as hard to pick up as I would think. I mean, I taught myself a few instruments, but mandolin seems to me it would be tough.
Well, I had taken lessons for guitar and piano, so I had the basics down, and then just transferring it over to the mandolin wasn't too far of a jump.
Are you playing out anywhere to support the new CD?
Yeah, pretty much around the area. Like next week, we're going to play at Mars, PA for their 4th of July celebration.
That's great. We were just talking, with Mars Area High School in our last segment about a musical they're doing. So you'll be out July 4th at their celebration, and anywhere else coming up? I meant to look at your itinerary, and I didn't get a chance to. I'll be glad to look if they're not in your head.
Well, we also run a monthly acoustic open stage at Bottle Brush Gallery.
Oh, great.
Out in Harmony.
Okay, with Dennis and the other MJ.
Yeah, yeah. We do it on Saturday afternoons, 1 to 4.
Second Saturday of the month.
Second Saturday every month.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great. Mm-hmm. So there will be one on the 11th, I would think that's the right date, July 11th.
That's right, yeah.
Is the second Saturday, 1 to 4 o'clock. So Bottle Brush is in Harmony. And how's the turnout been so far?
It's hit and miss. I think a lot of musicians don't get up early enough to come out. But
we welcome all levels. And so we have some students who come out. Some of our students come out and play. And everyone's welcome.
And if you listeners too, and you can also see some art out there and enjoy Harmony, such a pretty town.
Great atmosphere.
Beautiful town.
And you mentioned an art studio. Is that you, Debbie, primarily?
Yes.
Or what kind of work do you do?
I'm trained as a graphic designer, and then I do different painting and sculpture. Some of it is on display at the Bottle Brush. But so I teach art at our studio, and then Jim teaches music.
Well, that's great. And is the studio like right on, I'm trying to remember, is it DOS?
It's 1234 Merchant Street.
Oh, nice. One that you couldn't ask. That address sounds like something out of a Bugs Bunny cartoon or something, right?
Exactly.
Come to the store at 1234 Merchant Street. That's like the address for Acme, or something like that.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. I have a soft – my wife, Ricky, was born in Chippewa. And we were married at Old Economy.
Wonderful. At the Pavilion.
Right. So we have a very special, that's not far from Ambridge if you're not familiar with the area. Debbie certainly is. And so that's an
Our
area
studio is just a block or so away from Old Economy.
In fact, what used to be the Ambridge Country Club, they've been doing some work to try to make that into more of a music venue as of late, right?
Yes.
Because our... I mean, I'm going back 26 years or so, but our wedding reception was there.
Ours was as well, as when it was the country club.
We have something in common.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't the little meatballs good?
Now, Janice's catering.
Delicious.
James and Debbie Tobin are here. Thank you for being along with us. I just wanted to quickly point out, and we'll be right back to them, there is a flood watch today. So take care. Here in the east, affected counties are Allegheny, Butler, Beaver, Armstrong, Indiana, Washington, and Westmoreland counties, plus Muskingum County in Ohio. And pretty much all rain all day is in the forecast in this area in Pennsylvania and Ohio. High today around 70, low tonight around 60. Tomorrow's high only around 60. It's 91 in Phoenix now, heading up to 107. Nice to have Radio Phoenix with us. Here a little bit closer at 63 in Grove City, and in Indiana it's 67 in Washington, 62 in Clarion, 70 in New Concord, and 65 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square. What would you like to do next, James?
We could do a little song called Just Dance.
Just Dance. I like the title of that. This is also on his brand new album featuring James Tobin and Debbie Tobin, 12 Strings and the Truth, the name of the album, Just Dance.
Don't let no one put you down. Dance. Let them know you're still around. Dance. After all they put you through. Dance. It's the only thing to do. Everybody wants a second chance. Everybody wants to dance. Dance. Another day above the ground. Dance. Let them know you're still around. Dance. After all they put you through. Dance. It's the only thing to do. Everybody wants a second chance. Everybody wants to dance. Yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody wants a second chance. Everybody wants to dance. Dance. Let them know you're still around. Dance. Another day above the ground. Dance. after all they put you through. Dance, it's the only thing to do. Everybody wants a second chance. Everybody wants to dance. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right. All right. All right.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's James and Debbie Tobin. I'm curious about your songwriting. I'm assuming everything on the album, I didn't get a chance to open up the shrink wrap yet, but I'm assuming these are all your songs.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about when you started writing and what your inspirations are.
Well, I probably started writing lyrics in high school. You know, I can remember... I should have been taking notes, but instead I was, you know, hey, this would make a cool song or whatever. And then it probably took a few years after that before I actually knew enough on a guitar to put the lyrics along with something.
This is at Keystone Oaks?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And yeah, it just kind of went from there. And I started out, I did nothing but write my own songs. And then eventually I got into cover songs because eventually, you know, depending on where you're playing, they want to hear something they know. But yeah, I've been, it goes way back as far as that.
Have you sent your songs out to other folks or considered doing that? I mean, you do them very well, but...
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we try to get the CD out to as many people as we can. I have stuff on iTunes and CD Baby and those kind of places if you look me up online.
We're always looking for some avenues, though.
You know, when you mentioned growing up in Dormont, I immediately thought of Slim Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
And... Were you aware of him growing up?
Oh, definitely, definitely. My brother Paul, who's an excellent guitar player, better than I am, he went to Slim for lessons.
Yeah, Slim, if you're not aware, he passed away not too long ago. It's only been, I think, 3 years maybe. But Slim Bryant and the Wildcats, Slim was part of KDKA Radio's orchestra, you know, back in the 20s, 30s, you know, and gave lessons and was just generations of folks, but that's where he lived, out in the South
yeah.
Hills.
I was his paper boy briefly. It's kind of like knocking on a celebrity's door, you know.
Oh, very much. And we've several interviews with Slim on the radio here, and he was just lucid as can be. When he passed, he was in his 90s.
Wasn't he still teaching even?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Pretty much close.
Yeah, pretty sure.
To the end. Pittsburgh's, you know, has a lot of amazing guitar players. You think of Joe Negri and George Benson, and there's others too, you know, beyond that. So it's neat to know you were aware of his presence.
Oh, who yeah. knows? Maybe even your grandfather met him at KDK
yeah,
when he played
possible.
On the radio.
Yeah. Oh, so your grandfather told me
yeah,
about that?
Yeah, well, I don't know a lot about it because he passed away before I was born, but he in the 20s, he played on KDKA.
Oh, is
played the banjo.
The Lorraines?
Yeah, they were a group called the Lorraines.
You know,
banjo and saxophone, right?
Yeah, he played saxophone and banjo. Mm-hmm.
There might be some things. Some information, if he was a regular doing that, there may well be some information. Oddly enough, another Slim Forsyth, has documented a lot of that material because his dad was involved with some of those older broadcasts, and his grandfather, actually. It's kind of neat to think about that. I miss those days a little bit. The barn dance type of shows were a lot of fun and a good use of radio.
Definitely.
Bring out music and bring people together. What would you two like to do next?
I would do one called Coming Up Roses.
Coming Up Roses. Not the one, not everything's coming up roses, but
not
Coming
that
Up
one.
Roses.
not that one.
Curtains off.
Everything is coming up roses. Even though you planted grass. Everything's colorful.
future. Everything's black and white in the past. Feel the sun on your face. Accept her warm embrace. Everything gonna be alright. Beyond the notion there is hope. Hangman can't hang without rope. Beyond the notion there is love. You can cross or rise above. Feel the sun on your face. Accept her warm embrace. Everything gonna be alright. Sun on your face, accept her warm embrace. Everything gonna be alright. The roof is leaking, come on in. Summer rain will make you grin. It's not too late to change your course. Ride into the sunset on a horse. Feel the sun on your face. Accept her warm embrace. Everything gonna be alright. Everything is coming up roses. Even though you planted grass. Everything's a colorful future. Everything's black and white in the past. Feel the sun on your face. Accept her warm embrace. Everything gonna be alright.
Saturday Light Brigade with James and Debbie Tobin. Do you two have any kids?
No, we do not.
Fur babies.
Fur babies.
Fur
yeah.
babies. Well, let's acknowledge them. Who are they?
We have Merle, Shaggy, and Jasper and Floyd.
That's four. That's a lot.
Two cats, two dogs.
Two cats, two dogs. Very nice. We have one cat. It's nice to have dogs around. You're living... In Anchorage?
We live in Harmony Township.
Oh, it's a nice area. A lot of people.
Yeah. It's a house my grandfather built, so.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of rural. Growing up in Dormont, like when we started dating, I would take her to like parks and be like, look at this. Isn't it beautiful? And she was like, yeah, it's my yard. It's a bunch of trees. you know, being from Dormont, like we had a little postage stamp lawn. So.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was apparent, but when you told me that Debbie was from Beaver County, I assumed that you moved to Beaver County because you can take the girl out of Beaver County, but you can't really take the – I'm saying that married to a woman from Beaver County, even though we don't live there. Beaver County is a nice area.
It is.
It is.
And
the
funny part, when we moved there or when Jim moved there, it takes us as the same amount of time to get to Carnegie Mellon in the morning from Anchorage as it did for him from Dormont. Because of the traffic, so it's convenient.
Yeah, if you take 65 right down, it's not
279 HOV lane.
Yeah, are you you head to Oakland too as well?
Yeah, I also work at Carnegie Mellon.
Oh, look at this!
So yeah, we get to carpool together. And
what do you do there?
I work for the Institute for Software Research. We do a lot of distance education, that sort of thing.
Interesting.
Record courses and
Jim's the video manager for the group.
Yeah, I was over there the other day and. You know, I went to Carnegie Mellon in the late 70s, early 80s, and it's hard to recognize that campus anymore. It keeps,
it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It just keeps growing.
It keeps growing and changing, and it took me a little bit. And there's new construction going on.
Three new buildings going up right now.
What's up with the pool? Do you know? Are we went by the building that has the pool in it, and the pool is covered up with plywood, I'm assuming maybe to do work above it.
Possibly, because I'm not aware of anything major going on with the pool. They're not getting rid of it.
I can't imagine they're getting rid of it, but I suspect they're connecting. I'm guessing it was done to put something atop temporarily. Isn't this interesting radio as you hear us talking about construction?
They're always building. There's always something new.
Now, that is one thing we're very, very pleased with Carnegie Mellon. It's definitely not a stagnant campus.
No.
There's always something going
on. It's moving all over the place. And again, when I was there the other day, I guess it was Wednesday afternoon, I was there and it's like, wow, it just keeps growing and changing. But still kind of keeping that same flavor, too.
I think so. The core feeling of being part of Carnegie Mellon is there.
Yeah, it still seems much the same. Tuition is also going in the same direction as all the buildings, too. I'll take credit to that. I won't put those words in your mouth for your employer, but it's amazing. A friend of mine found his bill for Carnegie Mellon. I think he graduated in 86 and he found an invoice or a bill, and it was something like, I want to say $12,000, or it was just, of course, that's a long time ago.
That is, and I think that Carnegie Mellon, it stays pretty much even or equal to schools on its level.
Yeah.
So.
James and Debbie Tobin are here. They didn't come to talk about higher ed and employment, but it's always nice to know what folks are doing and what they're up to. There's a new album. It's in James's name, and it's called 12 Strings and the Truth, 15 songs on it. I think everything you all have played today is from the album.
Yeah, from the CD.
And we're going to have a...
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and it is available on Amazon and iTunes.
It just occurred to me to ask you, too. I like both pictures on it. I especially like this one on the back. Are these your shots?
They are. They're my – I do photography as well, and that's at one of our favorite places to play, which is Sprague's Farm and Brew Works in Venango, PA.
Huh. Well, we have listeners in that area, and – that does look like a good place to play.
Wonderful.
This looks like an old, is it a barn? That looks like a great location.
Yes, Brian and Minnie Sprague totally redid this old barn. He's very talented. They do a lot of recycled use materials for their plays. But they have that. They just have another building as well. It's just a great place to be.
That's a gorgeous picture.
They brew their own beer. They grow everything there. They brew their own beer, and they're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And
great.
6 to 9.
Oh, okay.
Just nice for us.
Nice to us. Yeah, because it's
too
an
old
evening
to play out
show.
Until 2 in the morning. Now, you know, 9 o'clock's good for me.
Oh, look at this. You can open the CD, and there's more pretty pictures.
Oh, yeah,
too.
She does a bang up job on the artwork for the CDs. That's for sure.
Photography's great. Well, James and Debbie, and they're good examples. You know, I often mention you walk down the street and you see people and you wonder what may be inside of them or what they might do. Do they write? Do they make music? Do they paint? And it's not just the folks that you might see on television or on YouTube or other places all the time. There's art and music associated with most people once you get a chance to sit down and get to know them. And these two are no exception. I think we're going to have time for one or two more. It's up to you as to how many you'd like to do. What would you like to – would you like to do one or two? Or?
Either or.
Okay. Well, why don't – we should be able to get two more in. So what would you like to do next?
We'll do one called Hey.
Okay. Once again, James and Debbie Tobin.
I'm a pilot without a plane, just drop in to escape the rain. I'm a square from Delaware, came to town to see the fair. Fool's name and a fool's face are often seen in a public place. My pen is weak, my ink is gray, but my song don't fade away. Hey, hey, hey. Robert Johnson is my name, with this pen I write again. The grass is green, the rose is red, remember me when I'm dead. Hey, hey, hey. Poor Portland sat on a fence, to a town without no sense. Jumped in the river and I started to drown. When I saw you, I couldn't go down. Hey, hey, hey. Wheels broken, axle dragging, you can jump on my bandwagon. I speak the truth, I'm not lying, I run backwards to keep from flying. I'm a pilot without a plane, just dropped in to escape the rain. I'm a square from Delaware, came to town to see the fair. Hey, hey,
like that song a lot. That's James and Debbie Tobin here at the Saturday Light Brigade. How old's that one?
That one, it's around the holidays last year.
Yeah, right before he released the CD, he wrote that.
It's been great to have you here today. Is there anything you may have wanted to say that I didn't get a chance to ask you about? Or
well, thanks for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. It's wonderful to come down today. Yeah. In the rain.
In the rain, yes. It's still
great
out there.
Great place to be if
raining.
It's rainy outside.
Oh, you saw the lights flicker, right?
Yes.
Did you see that too? Okay. I thought maybe I nodded off for a minute, but lights. I saw that. And we had a few technical issues early this morning, and I was wondering, maybe that's going to happen again. But it's you'll be happy to know the National Weather Service here in our area has reduced the probability of rain to 80%.
Oh, that's good.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
It's going to be a great afternoon.
Well, thank you. Again, we'll do one more, but jamestobinmusic.com is how you can learn more about James's work and Debbie's and 12 Strings and The Truth. And you can look for the studios in Ambridge. What would you like to finish up with?
We'll do the last one from the CD. It's called A Brand New Day.
Thanks for being here.
Well, I woke up this morning, I poured myself a mug. Some days it doesn't seem like it's worth it to get up. When you see the promise of another day, there ain't no how you can turn away. Long may you run, and long may you fly. May the devil not find you when you're dying. May rise up to meet your wheel. When the police show up, you hear the tires squeal. We're all running, running in a race. When it's all over, we could start again. Face the promise of another day. Let's make it a good one, my friends. Well, I woke up this morning, poured myself a mug. Some days it doesn't seem like it's worth it to get up. When you see the promise of another day, there ain't no how you can turn away.
James and Debbie Tobin, thank you so much for being here today. A real pleasure to have you. And look, again, it's jamestobinmusic.com. And look for their work there and the new CD called 12 Strings and the Truth. Thanks to you, too, for being along with us today.